This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos Perekei Mishnah Chav Beis, a famous Mishnah, very serious to the Mishnah, Kol Mishiyesh B'yodol Shlosh Dvarim Halolu. Anybody has these three things, the Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu, they're from the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. The Hainu, they found the ways of Avraham Avinu. Shlosh Dvarim Achayrim, three other things, the Talmidim Shel Bilam HaRasha, they are from the students of Bilam HaRasha. Ayin Toiva, if a person has a good eye, a very good eye, we'll see what the Ayin Toiva means. And the Rav tells us that Ayin Toiva, the Kavana is, and Ayin Toiva, the Rav tells us, is Mistapi B'mashayesh. He's happy what he has, and he's not Choymin Maman Achayim. I don't need what you're gonna give me. I'm satisfied with what I have. Hagam, that it says over there, the reason was he didn't want to be nana from somebody else. But the Maisa, he's a person that's, my friend was a person mistapik, memuri mistapik with what he has. And therefore, that means an ayin tov. An ayin tov means you're happy with your lot. Viruch nemoicha, which means a low spirit, means an Anavi Yisera, says the Rav, Anavi Yisera. I'm like earth and like ashes. He didn't make anything of himself. Again, Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu, the other Rav tells him, you learn from him and you're following in his ways. If you have also a Nefesh Shavala, you have a nefesh shvala, a low nefesh shvala means a strained nature. Your nature is very restrained. She hears you have prishim and ataiva. Says the Rav, means you are careful. You're zahir, careful, and you will hold yourself back from taivas. He only later on, when down to Mitzrayim was when Avram was already 75 years old, he wasn't even mocking his wife about tznias. But Bilam, then you're Talmid Shel Avraham Avinu. But if you're iron raw, if you have an iron raw, a bad eye, which we feel what we said before, an iron raw means that you're Mali Kinna. More jealousy for others. Ruach Gavoy in a high spirit. Your Ruach Shel Gaiva. Right? And you have a Nefesh Rechava. And you have a type of indulgent nature. You just want more and more. So what? That's the Talmid of Bilam HaRasha. And the Rav explains that by Bilam, Ashkhan Ayin Ra, he had a terrible eye. A mechanical eye, a kinetical eye, a jealous eye. So you dare show your rabbi in a mock shirchitz of Balak. Hashem, he knew that it was Ra. Why you heard of the little sky, we're just going to get more reward. The silver meat in the bowl, Molly Basic has resolved. So his eye was evil. He was a greedy person, very greedy, very also jealous of Klal Yisrael. Ruach Gevoiha, he had a high spirit, a big guy, Balgaiva. The Omar, Nu'um, Shomayim, El, Yodea, Das Elyon, he said, I know Das Elyon. So Mela, he had that type of yeah. And then Nefesh Rechava, he was a big Baltaiva. Because if he wasn't such a big Baltaiva, says the Rav, interesting, Rav. He wouldn't have given this etza that to mafkia the daughters of Moya for Znos. We know the Gemara tells in Sanhedrin he lived with his donkey, also in Avodah Zarah. So the Mela, Bilam was a big Baltaiva. So he's just the opposite of Avraham Avinu. And if you have his meters, you'll be Talmidim Shel Bilam HaRasha, you're learning from him, going in his ways. The Mishnah continues, asks, what's the difference? So, The so Mufarshim say, Ma'abe, what's the schar? The Talmid of Rav Yehuda had, and what is the oynish the Bilam HaRosha has? So the Mishnah continues and tells us, Ma'abein, Talmid of Avraham Avinu, and Talmid of Bilam HaRosha, Talmid of Avraham Avinu, Oichlim Ba'alam HaZeh, they get to eat in Olam HaZeh, they get the reward, they get the payers of the Ma'asim Torah of this world, V'noichlim Ba'alam HaBoh, and they get the Schar Moli next world, the principle, and the main, the Schar Moli next world, they also eat the fruits of the labor in this world. Shenem lahanchal oyavai yesh, but to say him a male lahanchal oyavai yesh, the ones who I love yesh. Avram is called the oyev, the sevzer of oyev yesh. That's ba'olam haba. But to say him a male is ba'olam hazeh, says the Rav. Avol talmidu shabim marasha yorishim gehenim, they inherit gehenim ba'olam hazeh. That's what Yonder says. Yordan Lever Shachas, that's what Alam Abba Shanema. For I tell him to redeem the very Shachas, Anchidom, Omir Malyaksu Yemeim, Ali Eftah Boch, Anchidom, Bilam, Inikri, Aish Domin. The Anchidom, the Pasuk here, according to the Mishnah, is referring to Bilam, because he's called the Ish Domin, man of blood, Shehipel, Batsosu Esma, Abba Blom Yisrael, because he brought about the death, and the spilling of blood of 24,000 people, of Yidden, of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, his Talmidim are called Anshei Domin because they found this path. They're going to have destroy themselves and other people in this world. And they're going to have Shem Yirachim also a terrible future in Gehenna. I always say, Pshat, this Mishnah, very interesting thing I wanted to say, maybe just a Musa that I had. When the Mishnah is Ma Bein Talmidim, we just tell you what to do. It's Ma Bein. Obviously, the Mishnah is talking about the Schar, but it could be that maybe there's an emphasis in this Mishnah is like this, that a person might look at the Mishnah and say, listen, the Mishnah starts off and tells the difference being a Talmud of Avram and a Talmud of Bilam. So a person might say to himself, okay, I hear, but Afkamin mean is just, you'll have better midos. If you follow the way of Avram, you'll have good midos. You follow the way of Bilam, you'll have bad midos. What could be so bad about that? My bane, that's what Mishnah, okay, I understand, there's a difference, I have different midos, my bane. And that the Mishnah says, no, you make a terrible mistake. It's not just a matter of midos. The fakir, when you have bad midos, it destroys the person and makes not only destroys him in the next world, but even in this world, you would think, okay, if you have bad midos, okay, but you can still enjoy Olam HaZeh. No, you won't even enjoy Olam HaZeh. As we know, the famous fish we learned earlier, Akina v'ataiva v'akov v'matzinas adam min ha'olam. Chutz from the fact that they bring you closer to death, to your end, because you can tell others you get punished for it, but also Mais Be'etzer, you can't enjoy Olam HaZeh. The guy who's jealous, the guy who's a Baltaiva, the guy who's a Balgaiva can't enjoy Olam HaZeh. If he doesn't get enough covered, he's always upset, he's angry. He doesn't get enough, he's always been kind of everybody else, he has an evil eye, a jealous eye, so now he can never enjoy what he has, because he's always looking what he doesn't have. And even the taiva is a baltaiva, but since he's such a baltaiva, so he doesn't have enough. He's never satisfied. So he's always looking to get more. And mainly, that causes him, first of all, being a baltaiva could cause a person to have serious ailments because he eats too much, he consumes too much, he's not in control of himself, and he can eat things and drink things and take things in his life that are going to cause him a terrible, terrible physical ailments. Not only the Irish girls, that's a bit of Baltaiva Kutuas. He can be, the doctor can tell him that he's terribly overweight and he should not have any more sugar and he can't control himself and he'll destroy his own physical body. And the kid in the same thing the kid in time, he has high blood pressure and he has headaches and he has difficult focusing on anything because his mind is preoccupied with all the things that are going on in Yenim and how much he doesn't have compared to Yenim. And the same thing with Gaiva. So therefore, by saying, that's what the Mishnah is telling. Don't fish, they don't take me, okay, it's a matter of having good meals or bad meals. It's taka mild to have good meals. So you'll say, okay, look at the Mishnah, you know, so if you go, whatever, we have good meals, then if you go with Bilam's mouth, you have bad meals. Okay, it's not the grass to zap, but what could be so chassar? The Mishnah's come to him, no, you're making a terrible mistake. My bane. I know what the difference is. It's not just a matter of whether they're going to write about you. They have good news or bad news. It's not just a difference of whether they're going to talk about you and you're going to feel that you're a good person for you to be a mom or you're not such a good person. The nafkamina is your whole entire life, being in this world, but in the next world. If you don't work on your midas and you have midas of Bilam Arosha, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to destroy yourself. You're going to self-destruct. Chutz from the fact that they're going to destroy you in the next world, but you'll self-destruct. Masha'enke, if you have good midas and you follow the way of Avraham Avinu, not only you'll have a lichtek, a Gan Eden, it'll be so beautiful for you in the next world, but even Olam Hazeh, Ashrecha b'Olam Hazeh, the Torah v'Lach L'Olam Haba.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.